Hey, Cleaning Nation, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We've got a special new and improved intro. For the first time in 3 years, we're doing an open to the public live event. It is limited to 12 amazing owners of cleaning companies that are doing six figures and want to do seven. You cannot sign up. You have to only get a call and see if you're a fit. But if you want info, growmycleaningcompany.com/live, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. If you would like info on hanging out with me, my bride, 11 other six-figure entrepreneurs who want to do seven, and get the entire clean profit method to the best of my abilities in just about 3 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely, the talented, the bright, the nice Suzanne Bandick. She is a mindset coach here with us on the team, and we have her on because we just did our thrice annually Next Level Live event, and those are always just amazing. And I always want to kind of come back and distill down some of the cool stuff. It's not the same if you're not in the room, but we're going to do the best we can. Suzanne presented over probably an hour and a half. We're going to try and jam it into 20 minutes and see if we can't give you lots of value. That said, as we do, if you probably, I'm guessing in the intro, we talked about doing our first open to the public live event. And that was actually born out of the event that Suzanne and I are kind of quoting from. I was there and I loved it. And our people were getting such results. And I always at the end feel like, oh, it's so bummed. We're not going to get together for another 4 months because I just feel like in the room is just magic, like in the hotels and the hallways at dinner, just the kind of impromptu conversations. And being the ADD, ADHD, lack of patience psychopath I am, I decided, well, we don't need to wait for the Next Level to do another event. We'll open an event to the public. So we are doing an event with just 12 people. My apologies. We didn't get a hotel. We just went ahead and rented a big $4 million mansion here in Scottsdale. My wife and I are going to be there, 12 handpicked. We've already got some of the spots taken. But if you want some information on that, growmycleaningcompany.com/live. I don't know if Suzanne will be there. Right now, it's not on the docket, but you never know. Maybe there'll be a surprise appearance. We'll see. So that's the background of this. That said, I know people responded really positively to this piece of that weekend, and I'm really excited to share it with Clean Nation. So I guess I will open the floor to you and ask questions and make rude remarks, as is my custom.
Wonderful. Welcome. Hello, Cleaning Nation. Live events are amazing. It's a chance for hugs in person, but hey, that's what I'm all about. But let's talk about one of the subjects that we covered, and it's a formula to success. This is the framework: mindset plus action plus perseverance equals success.
And for all of you anti-mindset or people that kind of, I don't want to say rebel against that term mindset, anytime we say mindset, feel free to put in the word belief or belief system or set of beliefs, because I think mindset can get a little squishy and feel a little woo-woo. And not that it's not wildly important, I just hate to diminish how important that is. So set of beliefs plus, oh, you go ahead and give it again. Say, but well, let's just take out mindset, put in set of beliefs.
Mike, you're so interesting when you talk about mindset, because you're right, 100% right. It's beliefs. But it's also, if we're not looking at things in our mind with the right set of expectations and beliefs, we don't get where we want to go. And that's why mindset really is truly not woo-woo, not airy-fairy. It's like, huh, if I'm not getting where I want to go, I have to look at what I'm thinking.
I'll take it a step further. I think not only I would agree with the wrong set of beliefs, we can only get, you know, if I don't believe Florida exists or is a place or planes won't kill me or the earth is flat or whatever stuff, it's going to be very difficult for me to get to Florida. So I 1000% agree. You can't get where you want to go unless you have beliefs that match your destination. But I think it's more important than that, in that it is very possible to get where you want and be miserable because you had strong enough beliefs to get where you want to go, but not commensurate beliefs to feel the way that you want to feel. And believe it or not, I don't think we really want to go to Florida or to $1 million business or to whatever. We want to feel the way we think we are going to feel in Florida or in Disneyland or with $1 million business. So I would say not only you're not probably going to get where you want to go without the right beliefs or a set of beliefs that support that, but you could have, quote unquote, the beliefs that will support your destination and still feel like garbage. And it's like, well, if that was my choice, I'd rather just choose to feel great now and not go to my destination. Now, given go to my destination and feeling great, that's the goal. I'm all in on that. But beliefs are so important. You can literally get where you're going, still feel like garbage, or stay where you're at and still feel great. It all has to do with your beliefs. So there, okay. Rant over. How do you like them apples, Suzanne?
Mike has said it.
Not said it, ranted it, screamed it, preached it. Go, girl.
Okay. Where would you like to go from here, Mike? We're going to talk about mindset or beliefs plus the action plus the perseverance. Because how many times do we say, I want it, I'm going to do it, but I give up on it? That's the perseverance factor. That all three of those will equal our success.
And let me poke at the perseverance, because mm-hmm. just like mindset, I think is powerful, but I think people mishear it, and beliefs can attract different people. Perseverance, I think, is another one that people gloss over. So like, just, the reason I love talking with Suzanne is everyone on our team probably have the most, not probably, we have the most interaction with our clients, with you guys, Cleaning Nation. So here's what I know, a large swath, probably more than half, when they say perseverance, here's what they're hearing. And I don't think it's what you mean. So I want to make sure we're super clear on what you, because perseverance is a big, strong word, just like mindsets. But if we take it the wrong way, it can be diluted. So here's what Cleaning Nation, I'm just going to speak for them because I know they're saying it. Oh, don't worry, Suzanne. I've got perseverance. I'll never give up no matter what. I'll just till the day I die. The problem is what they mean.
Suzanne is now laughing.
Yes, for those of you that didn't catch the lilt of her lovely laugh in the background over my big, booming, obnoxious voice, she was bemused, I would say, for those of you that aren't watching, would be the best way I could describe her response. But the problem is they're committed to keep doing the wrong thing until it's impossible to go forward. And that perseverance does not serve them. I've seen more people who go, I will never give up. I'm going to do this till I die, Mike. You don't understand. And then I ask them to do something different that's scary, that's going to get them where they want to go. They don't persevere that way, and that I'll do whatever it takes. They kind of want to set their own rules. I will do this thing that I've decided I'm comfortable with until I die. I'll never give up. But then they do give up because they go bankrupt, or they just physically can't go forward, or all sorts of bad things go on. So I want to make sure we're clear. And then, by the way, giving up is absolutely, it's not over until you give up. But I would say it's almost as bad, not as bad, to persevere doing the wrong thing than it is to give up. Right? Actually, it might even be smart sometimes to give up. If the only option is continue to do the wrong thing, bang my head against the wall, or stop banging my head against the wall, well, come on now. Obviously, quote unquote, giving up is the right answer. So it's not just persevering in any direction, right? If I'm running in the wrong direction, I'm like, I'll never stop, Suzanne. Nothing you can do. I'm going to run till I die. Well, good. I'm just getting further away every step I take. So I just wanted to, and feel free to comment any way you want. I just want to make sure perseverance doesn't mean never giving up doing the wrong thing. I mean, I guess it could, but that will not serve you. You've got to persevere doing the right thing with the right beliefs, or you're, again, running as fast as you can until you die the wrong direction is not going to serve you.
That, Mike, is extremely important and very practical.
That's why I'm here.
It's an important point. So with that in mind, how about you give us an action that perhaps people that are owners of cleaning companies, what's an action that should be taken? And we'll work with that.
And then you can pick the one that you think would be the best example. Raising prices, getting coaching, have a difficult conversation with your client or with a employee, starting a hiring funnel as opposed to just hiring whoever the heck shows up. Any of those would be excellent actions. And if that's too many, I'll pick one for you, but I want to give you more than you want.
That was a lot. The first one I heard was raising prices. My mind was racing on that. And then I didn't hear any others.
I get a lot of blah, blah, blah is what people hear. Totally. Okay. Let's go with raising prices. She just Charlie Brown me. I was the adult Charlie Brown. Just the womp womp. Which Suzanne's like, I heard raising prices and I was done. Let's do raising prices, lady.
Alrighty. So the action we need to take is raise prices on current customers that are not profitable enough. All right. Action. Now we look at mindset or our belief. A lot of times we believe that we're going to lose a client, lose all our clients if we raise our prices.
let me really vouch for Cleaning Nation, just so that you don't understand me, Mike. It's not me. Hold, let me give them all. So, because you've heard of all Suzanne, but I'll be the voice of death and darkness and despair. You could be the voice of hope. You don't understand, Suzanne. I've had this customer since I was 12 years old. She gave birth to my, or she delivered my son. And she, you know, we've named our firstborn after. You don't understand. It's a little old lady and she's broke and she can't afford it. And she's going to drop dead. You don't understand, Suzanne. I'm going to have to raise my price by 200% to make any money. You don't understand, Mike. They're going to leave and I'll be destitute and homeless on the floor. I think that's most of the BS people. Again, these are just beliefs. This is just a mindset. And just like Suzanne said, with that mindset, the chance of you having a profitable cleaning company, if there's a number smaller than zero, we're right in that neighborhood.
And the chance of you taking that action is probably nil.
And say you do, the chance of you feeling good about it, 1,000% nil. Like, who's wants to hurt an old lady or somehow disrespect or not be loyal? So, and the chance is going to be effective, zero. The chance you can take it, almost zero. The chance
getting a good result, zero.
Zero. The chance of you feeling halfway good, completely zero. Not even a rounding error. 0.000 to the end of time.
Okay. So if you look at the mindset and you say, how can I change my beliefs?
Yeah, or what beliefs would get me a better result? These beliefs.
Right, right. How can I make these serve me?
That's a good one. Or even serve me and my clients, right? Because exactly. It's one thing, it's like I win, you lose. Most of us are good people. We don't want to, you know, if I'm like, I make a buck and Suzanne loses a buck, that doesn't feel great.
Right. And let's face it, if you figure out you're not making enough money and you get frustrated and you decide to quit and you close your business, that's a disservice to your clients because now it costs them time and money to find a new cleaner. So they're going to be just as unhappy with you because that's another thing that we get. They won't like me. I get to hear it all.
I think that's really all the ones I said were the superficial. I think the belief that's below those verbalizations is they won't like me. And I think we really think they're going to like physically hit us or somehow take an ad out in the paper and talk about how we're dishonest. Like we have these, like our minds go nuts with these beliefs that are, and when you say them out loud, it's like, well, that's ridiculous. But I really think people believe they're bad people. The world's going to find out they're charlatans, like just this, these insane scenarios that are just never going to happen.
Okay. So I don't want to go too deep into the nitty gritties because we've done other podcasts on raising prices, but I want to just make sure whatever the belief you have on the action will cause you to do the action or not do the action.
We don't have to go all the way down, but give just a couple healthy. I think I did a pretty good job articulating the unhealthy beliefs. Just give two or three so people can see what that might look like.
So a couple of powerful beliefs could be, when I raise my price, I actually serve the client better.
Hallelujah, lady.
So I'm able to give my staff a good wage, so they are serving the client better. They are happier. They're going to stay with me. And I'm going to be able to give better service to all my clients, and then I'm going to be able to stay in business and they'll be happy because I continue to serve them. Right? Little beliefs, build on them.
All the things that Suzanne and I just said are all opinions. None of them are the truth.
Right.
So if we're making stuff up anyway, why not make up something that's going to serve everybody?
That's brilliant. That's a writer downer, everybody. If we are, how did you say it, Mike? Say it again.
We're making up a story, right? Maybe they'll say this, maybe who the heck knows? We're all just guessing at this point. And obviously the way that we say it and when we say it and who we say it to, and if they're even a good client, there's all sorts of variables. So at the end of the day, there's certain things that are true, right? I'm 6 foot tall. I'm got whatever color hair this is. Like they're just things, well, I guess I could change my hair color, but there are very few things that are true. So most of what we do is making things up. So if we just agree, we're making up, you know, Suzanne, if she got to argue for 10 minutes about how this is serving our clients and good for the world, and I got to argue for 10 minutes the opposite, we could probably do that and then switch positions and argue equally. So we're all just making crap up. If we're going to make it up, let's just make up something that's going to serve us and our clients and our employees and make us feel good.
Bingo. If we're going to make up the story anyway, let's make up something that serves us.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there. And believe it or not, it's not more work, it's less. It's almost like we feel guilty about feeling good or something. Again, another belief. Well, if I raise prices and I feel good about it, I must be a bad person. If that belief's going to serve anybody, let's hold on to it. But it's probably not.
Right. So going back to the success formula, we've now decided on an action. An action I need to take is I need to raise prices. Okay, need to check out the mindset. Okay, mindset, I think I got it. My beliefs where, yes, I know I need to raise my prices. They'll be a good thing. I'm going to do this action. Now, the last key to success is the perseverance, is actually doing it. So there, sometimes we need support. If we're talking specifically about raising prices, maybe we have a backwards moment. Or somebody says no to us. No, I'm not going to go with the price increase. And then we're like, oh, now I'm all my good thoughts, all my beliefs, it's going down the drain. So you reach out to someone. That could be a simple way of persevering to finish doing the price increases. Reach out to someone and say, help me with this. Help me get my mindset back.
And the beautiful thing is, just like we talked about at the beginning, if we were weighting this, it's not a third. It's really, for most of it, 50, 60, 70, 80% is the beliefs. Like we didn't talk much about strategy, but when people come to us, they're like, can I have a script? What would you say? Tell me exactly how to raise prices. And honest to goodness, if I gave you quote unquote, the perfect words for that person, right? Because obviously they're going to change depending on the circumstance, the price, the person, all that stuff. But let's say I had a magic wand, I gave you the perfect words. That's going to be like 6% of it. If your beliefs are, I am scamming this person, I'm a bad person, I'm hurting them, this is bad for them, it doesn't matter how perfect your words are, it is going to fail. If your beliefs are, this is what's best for everybody, and I'm doing this for them, not to them, because they want me to come to be like, I'm so excited to serve Suzanne. She pays a fair price and she values my labor. And I've got a little extra so I can do some nice things that are above and beyond, and everything's great. So the strategy with the wrong beliefs, I can give you the best strategy, is almost worthless. And the reverse is true. If you're like, Suzanne, it's Mike, I money more, please. Not enough, $300. Like that would be about as bad of a strategy as you could do. But if my true beliefs are I'm helping her, Suzanne's gonna be like, I'm confused, tell me more. And I'm just, the way I'm gonna show up is better. And then we get to the perseverance. If I know what I'm doing is right, and Suzanne, and my worst dreams come true, Suzanne's like, you son of a bitch, I'm gonna, and punches me right in the nose, which I think would be unlikely, you know, less than a 30% chance that's gonna happen. If my beliefs are, A, I'm more likely to get that if I believe that that's what's going to happen. And then of course, boom, self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's really hard to persevere under the weight of incorrect or ineffective beliefs. But when I believe this is what I'm doing to Suzanne and she acts like a psychopath, very easy to go, oh, she's crazy. This is not me. This is a her thing. And then the perseverance is very light. So all of the, if you notice everything downstream, the strategy, the perseverance, whether I do it or not, how I feel about it, all that's the foundation of the belief. So if your foundation's bad, if you said, Mike, I don't hear one thing about my beliefs into any conversation. It doesn't have to just be the price raising, but that's a very good example. You can't shift my belief one thing, but tell me exactly what to do and script it out and we'll role play and we'll do the tonation and we'll do everything and I'll never give up. We could practice till the end of time and we're still going to get a less result than if you just believe what you're doing is helpful to them, because they're going to get that. There's that nonverbal communication of, this guy's trying to scam me.
Bingo.
Cool. Questions, comments, rude remarks, Suzanne? I feel like I got a little chatty, so I want to make sure we get.
Let's do another example. What's another action, Mike?
Perfect. I love this because I get to pick all the meaty ones that people think are so complex. I've got two employees, Suzanne, and they're all working super hard, and one is not a core values match. They're disrespectful to me. They call in. They dictate terms. They take advantage of me. But I can't fire them, because if I don't, I'll have to go back to cleaning, all my clients, all that bad stuff we thought about the fight. And then we start making up and saying, I'll be out of business. Everyone will know I'm a scam. Who knows? But I'll have to go back to cleaning. I don't want to do that. So we just let the torture continue. We let this person ruin our lives week after week until they eventually quit anyway.
So in all of that, what would be your advice for the action they need to take?
Fire them.
Okay. So, action step, fire them. Mindset. Where's your head on that, Mike? We'll pretend.
Again, I'll play devil's advocate. And we'll let Suzanne be the nice one. There, if I fire them, we'll have to clean. I'll look stupid in front of my people. It's not that bad. So here we start making up stories. It's not that bad. I hear people that all the time. They're like, yeah, they tell me what days they'll work and they won't work. And when customers complain, I tell them, they get mad at me, but it's not that bad. He's a really good worker. Like, what are we talking? Like, I'm in this relationship. He beats the crap out of me, but he's fine. He's a really sweet guy. It's like, holy, we make up all these things that are not the truth. So those would be my beliefs. It's not that bad. If I'm going to have to go clean, I'll look stupid. I'll have to lose clients. I won't be able to cover clients. These are all the beliefs that I don't think are going to serve us.
And let's add in, he won't like me.
Probably. Yeah. It all comes down to they won't like me. It doesn't matter what the question is. The fear is they're not going to like me.
It's inherent. Everybody, you're not alone. We all have that one, right? It's why we often do or don't do what we.
I'm not even aware of the feelings of other humans around me. So this is completely foreign to me. I'm like, what? Why would I give a crap about that? So you can go sociopath. That's one way, the Mike Campion method. Or if you're like 99% of humans, you could not do that.
Okay. So in mindset is a lot of the reasons that we need to do what we need to do. So number one, let's look at all the downsides of a bad employee. He's affecting the other employees. He's probably not doing a good job with the clients. There's a lot of reasons that this is going to cause your business to fail by leaving a bad apple in your company. So if you look at the big picture and you say, I don't want my company to fail. I want to be around to serve all my clients. I need to do what I have to do. So sometimes the mindset is just, I need to do it because it's the best thing for my employees, for my clients, and for my company. Done. That's the mindset. I need to do it because I need to do it.
Well, and also, again, I hate to be always the pragmatic side, but I think that's why we're such good yin and yang. Just from a pragmatic standpoint, it's like I could continue torturing myself a little bit, right? The pain, the daily pain, we might, because we're used to it, it's probably really a 9, but we're experiencing it as a 6 because it's, you know what I'm saying? Like if you get beaten every day, you know, for me, that would be a 12. Like, oh my God, I've never been beaten. But if it happens every day, it doesn't make it any less worse, but we kind of acclimate. So we're like, I will take this 5 of the pain as we're experiencing it. Although someone else might experience it higher because we're like, oh my gosh, I haven't been, you know, kind of reduced to that emotionally. And we perceive the pain of ripping the band-aid and fire, there's going to be a 12, and that the pain is going to be pervasive. It's going to affect all parts of our life and it's going to be permanent. It's going to be a 12 forever. Go ahead.
You know what the bottom belief that comes to me as you say that? You should say, I deserve better.
That would be a great place to start. Yeah. Because again, it's like, yeah, unhealthy. It's fine. It's not that bad. Because embedded in that is, I deserve this. It's not that bad. Translation, I don't deserve the respect as an owner or leader of this team. I deserve better. My clients deserve better. And frankly, the other person's probably not a complete human devoid of emotion. He or she probably deserves better. He's miserable.
Right.
So,
and often it's a gift. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because often we deal with a difficult employee and we think, I don't want to go there and have to talk to this employee. But what if by firing that employee, you gave them the greatest gift ever?
1,000%.
Because they are not happy in that position either. And you gave them the gift of going to find something that they love to do. Boom.
It's all just the beliefs that you have. And last thing I'll give on a pragmatic standpoint, and then I'll let Suzanne wrap us, is we again think it's going to be pervasive, meaning it's going to ruin our entire life, and permanent, meaning we'll never be able to replace them. In reality, that is not the case. We start realizing it was pervasive. We think it was just affecting us in this one way. And when they're gone, it uncovers a bunch of other nasty stuff. Like, wow, that was pervasive. And we think it's going to take months to recover. And usually by Tuesday, like it's all behind us. We figured it out. So it's not pervasive and permanent. The other thing is this, we get to choose the suffering. The example I use that I think people connect with is speaking. I love to speak and I don't do a lot of it anymore, but people will pay you in advance and you're like, oh yes, I would like money to talk. That'd be great. And you get your check and everything feels great. And then as you get closer to the thing, you're like, oh man, I made a mistake. This is like, I've got to actually get up there and do this. It's good. And for me, the worst part is the 10 minutes before you get on stage, right? Because you can't, right. There's all this nervous energy and there's nothing you can do. I made the mistake one time showing up like 2 hours early because I always want to be on time. Worst 2 hours of my life. Couldn't make it go any faster. I was just sitting there stressing out. It was awful. They say the loneliest time in a man's life or a woman's life is before she goes on stage and on their deathbed. It's just you out there. So with that, there's really not anything we could do to shorten the time, right? Like we had agreed I'd start at a time. I can't make it come any faster. We do the same thing, but we can shorten with the employees. I'll call them on Monday. You've just said, I'm going to have a terrible weekend. I'm choosing to have more pain because I want to do it later. And it's like, rip the Band-Aid off, step out on stage. Because as soon as you step out on stage, you're like, okay, good. And you're thinking about other things. It's not stressful. As soon as you're in that conversation with the person, believe it or not, that conversation isn't miserable. It might be uncomfortable, but the misery that you had before is worse. And the fear of the misery that you're going, the story that you make up, there's going to be misery is worse. And when you actually do it, you're like, yeah, that wasn't my favorite. But the pain is usually 3 units and the misery leading up to it and the expectation and the fears that you build about after is usually 30 units. So as soon as in your mind, you've decided to raise prices, to fire an employee, to have a difficult conversation with the spouse, whatever the case may be, don't ruin your day, your week, your month waiting, rip that Band-Aid.
Do it. Because the longer you wait, the more you're going to talk yourself out of it, the more angst you're going to have. Rule of thumb, decide the action and do it. Do it as quickly as possible.
The time that elapses between the decision and the action is the amount of pain that you tack on. So you can't, brilliant. If the person is acting bad and causing you pain, it is what it is. But why tip them? Why go, you know what? On top of the pain and misery of that, I'm also going to have frustration and fear around this conversation that I get to decide when happens. I'm going to have it happen 3 weeks in the future because I'd like to have a low grade misery for that entire time. It's like, what are we doing? Just rip it off. Like, this is for you, not for them.
Right. Let's not give ourselves anxiety.
We got enough in the world. All right. Anything I'm missing? Anything you want to add?
Okay. Suzanne? Well, I just want to point out on those 3 success steps. Action. Decide the action that the most important action that you need to do every single day. What's my most profitable? What's my most important action? Decide that. Then look at mindset, by the way, is built. Let's just quickly say the people you hang around with, the things that you choose to read, the things that you choose to watch, go on YouTube, find empowering people that you can listen to that will help 100% with your mindset to do the action that you need to do, most important action every day. You're going to feel stronger and find the people to help you persevere to do what you know you need to do. Find the people that are going to support you, that you can go to for help and support so that you get the action done and you're going to feel like $1 million. And guess what? Your business will grow into $1 million business.
It takes us right back to where we started. The reason, one of the many reasons the live events that we do for Next Level are so powerful is you're just, trapped. You choose to live with effectively dozens of other high-level entrepreneurs with the same passions, the same belief, and that energy is just contagious. So we go back home, we kind of feel like you came off that mountaintop high, and you're like, why is it? Because when it comes to a live event, if it's put on by a good moderator or whatever, the people that they've chosen are all top AA players and just being forcing yourself, or I shouldn't say forcing yourself, but creating a space for you to do that and only have that kind of influence for 2, 3, 4 days straight. It's shocking how your whole paradigm can shift. And then if you do it right, you go back and the way you look at the other people who have a different paradigm, you're like, when did I ever believe that? So whether it's our live event or any live event, that's a great way to intentionally hang around. Like Suzanne, it's so funny. You go, whether it's the people you hang around with, so that kind of seemed like a passive thing, or the books you choose to read or the videos you choose to watch, I'm going to go the people you choose to hang out with, right? So there's some circumstance with family and friends, but a lot of that's choices. I have some family members I love and I choose to spend a lot of time with. I have other family members I love and I choose to spend a lot less time and limit their influence on me. So if you're like, that all sounds great, but a lot of work, you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live as I will be handpicking 12 people in April to hang out Friday to Monday. So a nice little 4-day, 3-night situation. And we can pack in not just all of the what to do and how to do it, but the who you want to do it with. So growmycleaningcompany.com/live. See you there.
Well, here we are at the end of the podcast and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.